Imagine that you are in a crowded place in an English-speaking country. You want to politely ask someone to move, but are not sure how. Here is today's question from our reader, Slava. Hi, would you like to explain the difference between sorry and excuse me? Thank you, Slava. Hello, Slava, and thanks for asking. In many situations, both excuse me and sorry are suitable. For example, you can use either excuse me or sorry to politely get someone's attention. Let's listen.
Excuse me, do you know where the metro is?
Sorry, do you happen to have the time?
But when speaking to strangers, excuse me is much more common. We also use excuse me and sorry to politely interrupt a person or people to ask or tell them something. Listen.
Excuse me, everyone. The meeting is starting in 5 minutes.
Sorry, Shelley, can I get your thoughts on this gift idea?
Excuse me and sorry are also used to politely ask someone to move so that we can walk past them, or to apologize for bumping into someone. Let's listen.
Excuse me, may I please get past? Thanks.
Sorry about that. It's really crowded in here.
You heard the second speaker say, "Sorry about that." This is a common way to say, "I'm sorry," when we make a small mistake. And we use excuse me and sorry when we need someone to repeat what they said. Have a listen.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Can you say it again?
Excuse me, can you speak a little louder? We can't hear you in the back of the room.
Other times, only one of the phrases is suitable. We use I'm sorry to tell someone that we regret something we did that affected the other person in a bad way.
I'm so sorry for damaging your camera.
To share unpleasant news.
I'm sorry, but all the rooms this weekend are taken.
Or to refuse an offer or request.
Sorry, but I won't make it to dinner. I have to work late.
And we use excuse me to politely tell someone that we are leaving a place.
Excuse me for a minute. I need to make a quick phone call.